Welcome to Built Brave. Driven women sharing their stories to show others what is possible for them. Because we were all born brave. I'm your host, Lo Wentworth, and this is Built Brave. Are you ready? Hey everyone, welcome back. So here is your permission slip. Your permission slip to be yourself. Yep, permission. And it's granted. So why am I talking about this in the middle of a pandemic? Because I see so much going on social media, even in my inner circles, even with the guests I'm interviewing for episodes to launch in May, that there is this struggle and this internal conflict and argument going on within themselves about needing to be productive, using this time to come out better than you were, and that, you know, there is some shaming going on as well from people who are trying to be motivational and inspiring, that if you don't come out with a new project or learn a new language or shift something and be somehow productive during this time, like you are expected to be productive pre this time, is a bunch of BS. Sure, maybe you are some of the people who are using this time to really get productive, to do the things you've been avoiding, to build the business, to take that class, to shift, whatever it may be. And some of you are actually needing to learn how to rest and create that harmony and give yourself permission just to be. For example, this past weekend, I tried so hard to be productive, and I just couldn't. And the fact that I couldn't, it's just I didn't have the steam to do it. Because I'm like, well, I'm going to be grinding on Monday anyway, my new type of grind. So I started reading a cheesy teenage fantasy fiction book with the stereotypical storyline and protagonist that I love, and it's always someone who doesn't realize their power, shocker, all of a sudden isn't accepted by a lot of people, shocker, because of her gift, shocker. And I say shocker because it talks to me to a T, but in the end she somehow blows up the hierarchy because it's not working. Huh, even bigger shocker. I mean, my favorite book series of all time is The Ugly Series by Scott Westwood, I think his last name is. I don't know, I'll put it in the show notes. I'll make sure I put it there. But it's the same type of story. But I gave myself permission to, one, sleep in this weekend, to start reading that for fun. Because, one, I was tired of trying to find things on Netflix that weren't entertaining and they were just boring and I was feeling like I was having a waste of time. And second, even though the author's writing is kind of horrible, it doesn't matter. I'm just like, it's for fun. It's giving me a pause. It's allowing me to find space and give myself permission to be like, I don't have to be working all the time. I don't have to be learning. I'm no longer guilty for not reading a personal development book anymore because my brain needs a timeout. Sometimes your brain needs a timeout from the information you have been consuming. So that way it can ingrain it and implement the takeaways you need right now. So you can be able to move forward instead of filling your head with information and not being able to digest it and allow yourself to ingrain it in your body somehow, because you know your body keeps score. So if you have emotional trauma, of course, why wouldn't your body keep score of the good things that you're taking in, the information that you are learning, creating those triggers so you're just like, oh, okay, now I understand why. Or you like, Brendan Burchard has a trigger every time he walks into a doorway, he smiles. But you have to, like, you're ingraining in action with another action trigger. So you smile. You walk through the doorway and you smile. It's just like how sometimes I snap my fingers to emphasize a point. because I'm wanting to create that trigger response. So every time you hit that snap your fingers, your mind goes to whatever it was that I was saying to add that emphasis. But I digress on that, a little like bodyology thing going on. But really, during this time, there have been a lot of things that have highlighted and emphasized what is not working. And what is not working is bullying people into a hustle culture that no longer works. I saw an article this morning because I was trying to find something on BuzzFeed to show my friend about millennials, and it came up with how millennials are the burnt out generation. It's like, yes, we're the burnt out generation because, one, we're trying to hustle to prove ourselves since we have such a bad rap, and boomers are blaming us for things that Gen Z is doing right now. Like, okay, millennials got that much of a bad rap, but you know, boomers in the older generation were the ones that raised us. So take some responsibility. Come on. Anyways, but I saw that and I go, it's so true because we're always hustling to try to prove ourselves. We are working ourselves to death, and the hustle and lack of sleep culture, and you're not winning if you are sleeping in instead of doing something during that time when everyone else is resting. Like, the hustle culture has got to end. There are times where you need to be hustle, you need to be grinding, but there are also times when you need to learn to rest and hold space for yourself and be still with who you are. Like, is it more productive for you to be filling in your time right now, or is it actually more productive for you to just be? Maybe read a book for fun. Maybe start drawing. Maybe find a different hobby or do something creative. Start meditating, journaling, hang out with yourself. Maybe that's what you need. But who actually freaking knows what you need other than you? You always know what you need. So here's your permission slip to check in with yourself, to be who you are and do what is best for you at any given time. I'm not telling you what to do. And if you think I'm telling you what to do, check yourself. Like, if you're trying to think I'm wanting you to do something, all I ever want you to do is do whatever you want. So if it's resting, great. If it's not, great. I'm not judging you either way. And if I'm judging you on, it's me having an internal thing being like, yo, something's off here. Like, my intuition is going like, dive a little deeper, because maybe it isn't the fact that she actually wants to be reading a book about negotiations right now. Maybe she does want to just draw. I don't know where that example came from, but it came from somewhere. But you get my point. Maybe she doesn't want to actually be reading, taking that course, doing that thing. Maybe she wants to watch a movie and have a marathon of movies to catch up on from the past decade. That's what she wants. Go do it. Go whatever, do what is best for you at any given moment, and stand tall in that. Take up space and being like, this is me. This is what I want to do. I don't care if it doesn't look like what you think I should be doing. One, you're not living my life. I am. Two, why does it matter what I'm doing? Like, how am I your mirror in something you're trying to justify and argue with yourself on your own decisions? Like, that's on you, not on me. So those are just like a couple things to, one, support you in building your self-confidence and loving who you are, and two, learning to not give so much F's about what other people think of you and do, and start prioritizing what you need. I have lots of conversations with women who have families, or if they don't have families, they're very family oriented, and somehow you're a bad person for putting yourself first. If you don't prioritize yourself, if you don't prioritize your passions and making time for it, along with making time for family, what are you showing your kids? What are you showing your nieces and nephews? What are you showing your siblings? What are you showing your family as a whole? That your passions don't matter, and that the only thing that matters is family, that you should die for family, that you should lose yourself for family. No, You should not lose yourself to anyone for any reason. If family is important to you, it's important to you and you get to prioritize it, but you also get to prioritize yourself and filling up your own cup, giving yourself permission to be who you need to be and taking the space that you need to fill that up so you can show up as the best version for your family. Because that's all they want. They don't want no second-rate, tired drag of a version of who you are. They want the best version of you. And if you're giving yourself to things that are taking away from that energy, well, you should check and reevaluate whether that's actually important to you, whether it is supporting you and showing up, whether you are putting your energy in the correct space, because I bet you're not if you're feeling drained. You should give to yourself first and then give to others, because you cannot pour from a broken cup. It's broken. There's nothing to put in. You got to create a new cup, and then with that new cup, you create boundaries on how to support yourself and be yourself and fall in love with yourself and give yourself permission to be in whatever season of life you are in. Maybe it is a hustle season. Maybe it is a slowdown season. Maybe it is one of the mixed seasons of feeling that you are taking care of yourself and also getting stuff done and creating things. Who knows what you need other than yourself? So here is your permission slip. You have to stand tall in you. Sure, there are many lives that can be written that we can write. There are many lives that we can live. But none of those lives matter if you're not happy with who you are, if it's not who you are, if you're not in love with the person you're creating. If you're not in love with you, is it really worth it? So my question for you before I sign off is, what is it that you need right now? And if you need permission, here is your permission slip. I'm giving it to you. But what do you need right now? Taking away all of the other stuff that is stressing you out. Taking away of what other people are telling you to do or shaming you into doing or bullying you into doing or pressuring you into doing that you know is not right for you. Internally, you know it's not right. Because the burnout culture has got to end. It's got to end because burnout serves no one. It's actually making you a zombie like in The Walking Dead. You're just living, breathing, but not really there, because you aren't actually living a life. You're just waiting to die. Like, I'm really serious, guys. Little tough love going on. But it's really important, because during this time, I have learned so many different things about myself, so many different things about the people around me and who I want to surround myself with. And sometimes you need to have those hard conversations, especially with yourself, when something is not working, and then trusting whatever intuitive ping you have and following it. Because right now, even before Corona, everyone is always doing the best that they can, and everyone is always figuring it out as they go. No one has it all figured out. No one has the book of life on how to live your life and how to win at your life. The only way to win at your life is to fall in love with the person you are, the person you're growing into, the person you want to be, and just falling in love with you. You will never change. You will never leave yourself, so to speak. You are with yourself for the rest of your life. So why not give yourself permission to be who you're meant to be instead of who you're told to be? Hey everyone, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Built Brave. If you love this episode, heck, if you like this episode, please head on over, give it a rate, review, subscribe, like, shout it out on your social media with your major takeaways and what you loved about the episode. And as always, tag me in that at Lo Wentworth, because I love hearing what you guys got out of the episodes. And until next time, remember, you've always been brave.